Good morning. Does anybody have a hymn they like to sing? You know what? I think we're going to maybe sing maybe just one or two verses of each song. Then we can sing a few more and have time for Sunday school. So, Benji, what number would you like to sing? Number 50? There's only 47. We have a different book today. 40, Jesus Loves Me. You like that one? Okay. Jesus loves me, this I know.
My Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin.
You know, I like to stay behind this podium because I don't like nervous to walk up and down. So I'm going to stay back here most of the time. So, you know, the Sunday school verse for today is John 3:17. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Condemn. You know, when we lived in Malawi, we went to preach at the prison. And after we finished talking to the men, one of the men came and kneeled down in front of me. And he said, "Do you remember who I am?" I said, "Yes, I remember who you are." The last time I had seen him was several years before. We were remembering the Lord together at his home. He had a little mud hut out in a primitive village. And I said, "What happened to you? Why are you in here?" He says, "Well, I borrowed some money, and when it came time to pay it back, the man came to collect, and I beat him up. And so he was condemned to be in prison. I don't know how long he was there, but he was there long enough to get tuberculosis and to get sick." Someone else have a song you'd like to sing? Yes, Gabe. No? Eight? Okay. We'll sing the first verse of number 8.
Shall we gather at His coming when the dead in Christ arise? Shall we hear the Savior's song? To His home beyond the skies. Yes, we'll gather at His coming. His glorious coming. Gather with His saints at His coming. It blends by the Savior's blood.
Another time we were, another story about being condemned. We went to a cattle auction to buy two cows for the brothers there so they could pull a plow for their farm. Well, when we got there's a big commotion over on the other side, and some man was trying to steal a bull, and they caught him, and they tied him up by the feet. And they tied the other end of the rope to the horns of the bull. And they chased the bull down the street. And they dragged the man. And they went out of sight. I don't know what happened out there after that. But that cow thief was condemned to being tied up behind that cow. Condemned. Does someone else have a song they'd like to sing? Yes. I'm sorry, I don't know your name. What song, what number would you like? I'm sorry. Oh, did you have your hand up? 16. Thank you. Number 16.
Whosoever heareth, shout, shout the sound. Send the blessed tidings all the world around. Spread the joyful news wherever man is found.
Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will. Send a proclamation over.
For me in Malawi. They made it out of bottle caps. And he made it into a cross. Does anybody know what it says on here? What kind of caps are they?
Coke.
Can you read that? Oh, I'll put it right side up. Carlsberg. Does anybody know what Carlsberg is? What kind of a drink is that? Yes. A strong drink. Yeah, it's beer. Yeah, he made it out of beer caps. I said to him, why did you make it out of beer caps? He said, because Christ died for our sins. Isn't that good? The Lord Jesus paid for our sins. And so he made that cross. You know, when I was in the Bujumbura airport, a couple of porters helped me with all my luggage. And I gave them a nice tip with their Bujumbura money. It kind of looks like this. And from Burundi. And so these are called francs. Burundian francs. Well, that night, I paid for my meal at the restaurant. They came back to me and said, they were very apologizing, said, this money is not valid. It's no good. This money has been condemned. So my money was condemned. I was paying. I gave a tip to the porters. Well, the next day, the airport porters, they were calling, complaining that I had given them condemned money. The government printed new money. And just a couple months earlier, they condemned this money. And they gave out new money. And so I have all of this money, and it's worthless. But how much is that? How much? No. 10,000. Yeah, that's a lot of money. I have almost 300,000 Burundi francs in here. That's a lot of money. It's about $100. Well, someone else have a song you'd like to sing? Yes.
Number 10.
Okay, let's sing number 10, the first verse.
There is
Savior on high in the glory, a Savior who suffered on Calvary's tree, a Savior as willing to save now as ever. His arm is almighty.
One day, we met some people. It was at a children's crisis nursery where they took little babies that were born. They had nobody to care for them. And they, when they reached about 18 months or 2 years old, they would send them back to the village. Well, this one day, somebody brought them a baby to the nursery. The mother didn't want the baby, so she condemned that baby to be put down into the toilet. The toilets there, they're just like a big tank in the ground, and there's a hole in the ground, and it's all the sewage is in the toilet. Well, the mother didn't want the baby, so she put the baby down into the toilet and left it there to drown and to die. Well, the neighbors, all the people around, heard the baby crying, and so they dismantled the toilet and dug it up, and they saved the baby. They rescued the baby, but the baby had gotten so sick from being in the toilet, it didn't live very long. The baby died. Another mother, she could not care for her baby, so she took the baby and put it in a cardboard box. And she took it to the crisis nursery, and in the middle of the night, she put it up on top of the security wall. And the next morning, when the people from the nursery, they woke up, they heard a baby crying. And they went and they found the baby on the wall. And they brought the baby in. And they took care of that baby. They fed the baby. And that baby grew up to be a healthy child. We can sing one more. Yes. Number three. Bernie, can you start that? Elaine, when we lived in Malawi, Elaine, she liked to go for walks. And there's this madman. Some days he would bother Elaine when she went for her walks. And Elaine has vivid memories of this man acting out all sorts of spastic karate moves that he learned from a movie that he saw. Well, some of the citizens around, they would see this man harassing Elaine. So they would tackle him and they'd hold him down while Elaine was able to get away. The same man, he was also breaking into another missionary's house. And when she came home, she would find him sitting in her house. We eventually had to help the police with some money so they could ship the man down, transport him down to the institute where he could get help. The man was not condemned, but he got help. And this is a good example for you, because you are getting into trouble with your sin. You know, sin starts out real little when you are little. But as you get big, your sin gets big. And so you are close to being condemned. But Jesus, He came to get you help. And so our memory verse, God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Now, everyone in this room, including you, was born a sinner. And you need to believe in the Lord Jesus and ask him to save you. And I ask you, are you a sinner? I ask you, are you a sinner? You might say, no. Because right now you are not sinning. You're being good. You're sitting here in Sunday school. You're dressed nicely. And you're singing hymns about the Savior, about the Lord Jesus. But when you're home and you are screaming and you're fighting or you're biting or you're pinching your brother or your sister or you steal a cookie when your mom's not looking after she says, "Don't touch the cookies." That's not good. When mom tells you to clean your room, and you wait, and you do other things, and she needs to tell you again, clean your room. 1, 2, 3. Why do we not do what we are told to do, and when we are told to do it? It's because we are sinners. Because we sin because we were born sinners. I was talking to a group of men in Malawi. One man, his name was Petros. And I asked the men to list some sins that they had committed. And I asked Petros, what verses made you realize that you were a sinner? And he wrote those verses down. And those verses described his life. And some of the verses he wrote down. Take heed and beware of covetousness. Petros, he wanted to be rich and successful and powerful. He was covetous. Another verse he wrote down. Honor thy father and thy mother. Petros had dishonored his father and mother, and he knew he was a sinner. And there's another verse. It says, he that curses his father or mother, let him die the death. He had gone to the witch doctor and put a curse on his father and his mother. Another verse he wrote down. You are of your father, the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning. Petros killed his father and his mother. Another verse he wrote down. A false witness shall not be unpunished. So Petros lied about his sin. This man wanted to be rich and successful and powerful. And he went to the witch doctor and had a curse put on his parents. And the witch doctor told him, you go and kill your parents and you will be rich and you will be successful. He had one last verse that he wrote down that put all of his sin together in one verse. And in Romans 13, verse 9, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. This man was a big sinner. He wanted to be rich and powerful. And he dishonored his parents. He cursed his father and his mother. He killed his father and his mother. And he lied about his sin. He was a lying, cheating, stealing, jealous, disobedient, and cruel man. He was a sinner. He was a bad man. He was condemned already. I ask you, can a man like this go to heaven? Some of you say yes, some of you say no. But what does the Bible say? What is our memory verse? John 3:17, God sent his son, not God sent not his Son into the world to condemn Petros, but that Petros, through him, might be saved. Jesus didn't come to save good people. He came to save sinners. And if you think you're a good girl or a good boy, Jesus can't help you. But if you admit that you're a sinner and you need help, then Jesus can help you. Well, this man, he knew he was in trouble with God. And he knew that he could not go to heaven with his sin. There was nothing good in that man. He knew that eternal punishment in the lake of fire was his reward for being a sinner. He was in trouble. He was condemned. And so he called on the Lord in that day that he knew that he was in trouble. And the Lord Jesus answered him. I asked Petros, I said, Petros, how do you know that you're going to go to heaven? And he said, I wrote it down what he said. As I am a Christian with faith in God, I believe that Jesus is my Savior, and through him I will get to heaven. Isn't that nice? That is the only way that Petros could get to heaven. There's no good in that man. So he cannot get to heaven through anything good that he did himself. And you boys and girls, you cannot get to heaven through anything good that you do. Petros had to put his trust in the Lord Jesus. Just like you. You need to put your trust in the Lord Jesus. Well, the Spirit of God gave Petros faith, and Jesus saved him that day. And then he was baptized to make him a follower of Jesus. We can't call Petros a liar. We can't call him a cheater. We can't call him a thief or a murderer anymore. His guilt is gone. And he is justified through the blood of Jesus. You can have the same blessing for you. You can be justified from your sins. So then we won't be able to call you a screamer and a cookie thief anymore, because you can be justified from your sins. You are sitting here now. You're not sinning, but you have sin inside of you. And that's why sometimes your mom has to say, no, don't do that. Stop being naughty. Mom and dad, they don't like to tell you children, you are a sinner. They like to use nice words and say, you are naughty. But naughty means you are bad. It means you are a sinner. And naughty means you are in trouble. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. As you sit here in your sin, and you realize you are in trouble, and you are in danger of being condemned to the fires of hell, you need to know that Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. He wants you. He died to save you from your condemnation. But you must come to Jesus. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let's sing a hymn. And while we sing a hymn, I want somebody to hand out pencils and paper to everybody. Can you help me? You give every boy and girl a paper, and you give everyone a pen. There might not be enough pens, so you're going to have to share. And while they're doing that, we're going to sing another song. The girl beyond you, Gabe. 21? 41. Thank you. We'll sing until they're finished handing things out. Around the throne of God,
and will many children sing. Children whose sins are all forgiven will every anthem spring, singing, glory.
Now, I want you to take your pen and your paper and write down one sin that you have done in your life. Don't put your name on it. I don't want to know who did it. But write down one sin on the paper that you have done. We'll give you a minute to think about that. And if you can't think of one, give the pen to your neighbor so they can think. While they're writing that down, we'll sing a verse of number 4. Christ is the Savior of sinners.
Christ is the Savior for me. Long I was chained in sin's darkness. Now by His grace I am free.
Okay, you have written down a sin that you have done on the paper. Where will you find Jesus? Ricky, where can you find Jesus? In heaven. But what if you want to be saved? Where can you find Him? Where do you need to go? The Bible will help, yes. What is this? A cross. You need to go to the cross. And when you go to the cross, you can say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. And Jesus needed to die for me on the cross. I want those of you who have written down a sin on your paper to come up and you just stick it here on the cross. If you, we'll put it down here so you can. And if you can't write or you didn't think of something to write, you can still put it on the cross. You might have to put some on top of some others too, because there's a lot of sin up there. Now I can say I am pardoned.
Happy and just and quite free. Savior, my blessed Redeemer, this is the Savior for me. Savior of sinners, Savior of sinners like me.
Wow, there's so much sin, it's falling off. But the Lord Jesus, He was able to wash that sin away to justify you so you would not have sin to take with you to hell. Now you can go without sin, you can go to heaven. Now putting a name of a sin on the cross today here, that's not going to save you. You need to believe on the Lord Jesus. You need to understand that you are a sinner and that you need to have that sin washed away in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. And when you have done that, when you believe on the Lord Jesus, there's a verse in Romans 8:1, it says, there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. So the Lord Jesus can take away your condemnation. Does anybody know the verse? If you can.
God sent not His Son to condemn the world, but to. The world through Him might be saved.
Yeah. And where is it found?
3:17.
Yeah, John 3:17. You can come up and you can take one of these Franks. No, 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 you have to say the verse first. Okay, we're going to go right down the aisle. Did you want to say? Okay, go ahead. For God. Wow, that was a good job. You can get yourself some francs. Okay. For God. No. For God sent. Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead. Oh. Yeah, nobody can hear you. How about you try this? If I can figure out how to turn it on. How do I turn this on? Oh, thank you. Just say the one verse, because there's lots of people. For God sent
not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:17.
Very good.
For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. But that the world through him might be saved. John 3:17.
Good job.
For God so loved the world.
For God sent. Not his son.
Into the world. To control the end of the world. But that the world through him shall be saved. John 3:17.
Thank you.
As Jesus lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:14-17.
Thank you.
For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:17.
Good job.
God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:17.
Good job.
For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world,
But that the world
through him might be saved. John 3:17.
Good job.
For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:17.
Very well.
God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:17.
Okay.
For God sent not his Son into the world, but to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. John 3:17.
Good job.
For God sent not his Son into the world, but to condemn the world, and that the world through him might be saved. John 3:17.
Very good. Go and get a francs. For God sent
not his Son into the world, but to condemn the world, that the world through him might be saved. John 3:17.
All right.
God sent not his Son to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:17.
Thank you. Okay. Do you want to get a franc anyway? Go ahead. Do you want to say it? Good job. You can get a franc. Do you want to say it? Do you want to say it? Okay. Good. For God.
For God.
Sent not his son.
Not his son.
Into the world.
Into the world.
To condemn the world.
To condemn the world.
But that the world through him.
But that the world through him might be saved.
Good job. John 3:17. Want me to help you? Okay. For God sent not his son.
God sent not the world.
To condemn the world.
To forget the world.
But that the world.
The world.
Through him.
To him.
Might be saved.
Might be saved.
John 3:17. Good job. You want to go get a franc? Do you want to say
God,
it?
God sent not his son to
into the world.
Into the world to get the world. That the world
through him might
be saved.
John 3:17. Good job.
For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:17.
Thank you.
God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:17.
Yeah, you guys are all doing a good job.
For God sent not his son to condemn the world, but through him the world might be saved.
Good.
John 3:16. 17.
Thank you.
Need a little bit of help.
What's that?
Need a little bit of help.
Okay. God sent?
Sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but the whole world through him might be, the world through him might be saved.
Good job. John 3:17.
John 3:17.
Very good.
Forgotten his son.
Sent not his son
into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:17.
Good job.
For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:17.
Excellent.
The Lord sent his son not in the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. John 3:17.
Good job. That was great. You guys did a really good job of saying that verse. And I think we can sing another hymn before we pray. Yes. 47. When he cometh, when he cometh,
to make up his jewels, all his jewels.